Hello, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Tech Talk. My name is Nick Ellis, the PC computer guy, rated Angie's List 2011 Best Computer Repair Company in Indianapolis. If you need help with anything, you can give me a call. My number is 317-883-7224. That's 883-PCCG. You can also do a lot of things remotely. So if you need help and you're not in the Indianapolis area, just give me a call and we can see if something will work. Today we're going to talk about something that's a little bit more business-oriented. We're going to be talking about a newsletter or a mail list. A newsletter or mail list, obviously, most of us know what it is. It's a great way to send emails to your customers on a semi-frequent basis to stay in contact with them, to remind them that you are still around and offer different products and services that you may be having available and wanting to sell to them. It's important that the newsletter contain useful information to the customer so as to not... otherwise, they're going to unsubscribe to the newsletter. None of us like junk mail, so you got to be careful and walk that line very, very delicately between something that's junk mail and selling a service. I'm not so much here to talk to you about actually how you should construct your newsletter as to tell you the technical abilities of doing your newsletter. Now, you can't send it out through your mail program, such as Outlook or your webmail or whatever else you might be using to do your mail with your customers, because they usually have a limit on how many you can send out per time, per day, and it's just not a very effective way of doing it. Most of the time, you're also not able to send out HTML-based emails, which are the emails that include all of the pictures and graphics and the nice layout and everything that you see in most newsletters. There is very good news, though. I also wanted to start a newsletter. It's been on my to-do list for quite some time, and I wanted it integrated with my website, and I wanted to be able to import all of my old contact information. I was able to do this for free with a mail service called MailChimp. MailChimp is one of the a number of providers out there that provide newsletter marketing to its subscribers. And the greatest thing about MailChimp is that it's free. However, that's not the only great thing. It's also very easy to use and pretty intuitive. I also like websites that have some humor, and there is some humor in the development of the website. So what you do is you go to MailChimp.com, and you create your account. You sign up for everything. After you've signed up, this is kind of like a large overview. Once you signed up for your account, then you need to create a list. And in that list, that's where you have all of your subscribers. So if you have a collection of email addresses that you want to put in there, you can either type them out in Excel or you can and import them that way, or you can enter them directly into the MailChimp application through the website. Once you have your list of people that you want to send to, then you can create a campaign. And there's tons and tons and tons of templates that you can use. You can also tweak a whole lot of different features. They have a pretty intuitive interface that makes it not very difficult to edit and tweak things. No web interface is perfect. They all have kind of little issues here and there. But I found the MailChimp application to be an excellent, very nice, friendly, easy to use one. It's once you've created your mail campaign, then at the end, it'll offer different checks to make sure that things are good. I especially recommend that you, I think it's like $3 to have them test your email to make sure that it's not going to fall into spam, or try to reduce the likeliness that'll fall into spam, and show you what it looks like on many platforms. It's $3, and I found it to be very useful the first time around, so I would recommend at least the first time around you do it. Mail, and then once you're all said and done, you hit the send mail button. That message sends out to everybody. Once you hit send, it's gone. You can't edit or tweak anything from that point forward, but it's pretty nice. It's not too difficult to do. Couple things to note with the MailChimp: it is free for up to 12,000 emails per month. Now, me myself, I don't have 12,000 emails that I'm going to be sending a month, so that it's not a problem for some time to come. So there is that limitation, and that 12,000 includes if you send one to one subscriber 12,000 times or 12,000 subscribers to one time. It doesn't matter. It's just a total of 12,000 messages. Also, you want to be careful and make sure that you only import people that are going to be okay with sending you things. If you reach a certain number of complaints or things marked as spam, then that's going to be bad for your newsletter. They might suspend your account. So you want to make sure that you're not spammy on there. Because, like I said before, none of us really like spam. So they try very hard as a newsletter provider or mailing list provider to keep the spam to an absolute minimum. Otherwise, their mail servers will get banned, and other users that use that same server will also have that same ban applied to them. So they police them fairly well. They're not crazy about it, like crazy strict, so you don't have to be super concerned or anything, but you do have to be responsible with it. But like I said, MailChimp, MailChimp.com, free email newsletter, works pretty intuitively. I've used it successfully several times now and really enjoy it. So hopefully this will help any of you guys out there with a business to get that done and created. I would expect to spend about 3 hours, maybe 4 hours on it from beginning to end, just so that you can understand and grasp everything and create your first newsletter. But once you have it set up, then you can reuse that list over and over again. So once you create your next campaign, you can use the same list. There's many more features in there, but we don't need to dive into everything. I just wanted to present this to you so that anybody out there with a business that's been wanting to do that, like I have for quite some time, can actually get it done now. You can also, they generate code for you. If you know how to do the stuff on your webpage, it'll generate the code for you, and you can copy and paste that code onto your webpage. For example, you can create a link that says subscribe to my newsletter, and you click that link, and that MailChimp code will be displayed. So right from your website, they can enter their email address, name, whatever information you want them to enter, and your website will send that information off to the MailChimp website. So that's also one of the many, many nice things that could be useful to you. If you have any questions with this or anything else, once again, my name is Nick Ellis, PC Computer Guy here in Indianapolis. My number is 317-883-7224, 883-PCCG. And until next time.